The situation of women's rights in Afghanistan has gradually improved over the past years, but they still face a tougher struggle. That's because the level of violence against women is very high, and the government has a long way to go to improve the situation. Violence against women increased by 30% in 2013 compared with 2012. The issue was the main theme of International Women's Day in Kabul.
I call on all men in our country not to use their power against women. If you have power, use it against the US, not against women.
Sitara is a victim of violence against women. She was beaten by her own heroin addict husband, but he did not stop there. Sitara's husband stabbed her repeatedly before cutting off her nose and lips. He tried to kill her after Sitara refused to sell her jewelries and pay for his heroin. One of the shocking stories of violence against women here.
In less than a month, presidential election will be held in our country. We hope the next government will work for enhancing the role of women in the society, including in political and cultural sectors, and change the lives of women in our country.
But the tough situation is one side of the story. The other side seems to be more promising. Human rights situation, especially for women, improved after the overthrow of the Taliban. Over the past decade, Afghan women have been given access to education. They now learn how to write and read. Some others have entered politics, and many are now working as police officers and even soldiers. But it seems Afghan women have a long way to go to attain their rightful place in the country. That's because those who work in the government or go to college to build their future are being threatened by the Taliban. Others, like Sitara, are being attacked even inside their homes for different reasons. Faiz Khurshid, Press TV, Kabul.